Yes, I think it does. This is Jim Wolfe, and I'm interviewing Mr. Albert Parker on May 9th, 1988, in Burnaby. Now, could you start off by please telling me about your family history that you know it?
My father and my mother and their relationship with the house in Burnaby.
Right? Yes, that's right.
Okay. Well, my father came from Salt Ash in England.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was born on Lulu Island after the Love family came back. And she was born in 1902. I'm not just sure. I
have okay.
a date written down, which I again didn't bring with me.
Okay.
Let's see. My father and mother were married in 1912, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, I should have those. Well, you have copies of the dates.
Okay, great.
And I was born on June 30th, 1915.
Mm-hmm.
Not Cumberland Street, but Newcomb Street. The same house number in those days, 1390 Newcomb. And the house on...
Oh, the house was 1390 Cumberland.
That's right.
Do you think the house had any... the property was given to your family?
My father bought it.
Did he?
Yes. He came out in about 1912, and they were married in 13. I don't have the exact dates, but I can get them for you. But they're both 14th Avenue, if it went straight through, would be like 1390, the last house. That's how they same numbers.
That's why they figured it out.
Yeah, the numbers would be the
now,
same.
How long were you at that house?
I remember an electrical storm coming in. And I would say it's till the early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting about that electric. Do you want a digression or not?
Oh, you can digress. That's fine.
They came in. We had electricity quite soon then. The electricity came down from the telephone pole into the house. The smits of a very small house.
Uh-huh.
Came into the kitchen. And the ceiling of the kitchen had tea.
Oh,
and
really?
When the electricity came in, there were stove pipes, of course, and they just, haywire, you might say, holding them all up.
Uh-huh.
And when the electricity came in along the electric light line, gosh, it got on that tin roof, and then
mm-hmm.
it blew the lids off the stove, and all the wires, made into little bits like that, red
hot, really?
And they went all over and
all over the kitchen.
All over the kitchen, burned holes.
Oh, no.
It was really quite a mess. It was, it scared the heck out of us.
Yes.
That's an aside, as I said. But we left that house, which was very small, and Mom and Dad enjoyed it. We had it on the bathroom. There was always an ardent gardener. And then when Grandma Love died in 1920, Grandpa was left alone with Hannah Victoria.
The youngest?
Yes, the youngest daughter. And there was some talks that they thought that somebody should go over and live with them. And because they weren't, after a year or two after the death, things weren't going too well.
No.
There was a lot of work around the place.
Sure.
My grandpa was kind of old at that time. So, Dad was beginning to think that house was too small, and so he thought, well, going over there to
mm-hmm.
live with that.
How many children did he have at this point?
I guess I was the only one at that time.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Bill, Bill would have been there too, because he's only 2 or 3 years younger.
And then you had one
sister too, yes.
Right.
They might have all moved over at the same time, but again, it would be, I imagine I was about 6, 7, 8, I can't
mm-hmm.
when we actually moved. And at that time it was, rather primitive. I think there was the outhouse at the back and the
mm-hmm.
well, although the well may not have been used at that time. I think there was water coming down the street. I'm not just sure on that.
Make sure that it
was for the prosecution or something.
We won't hold any of this against you. So,
well,
when you first came into the house, what was the thing?
Lights flickering, so it should be all right.
Sure.
Okay. Now, when we went over there, the changes that were made, I think that's what you wanted.
Yes.
I think possibly the first change was getting a bathroom inside,
mm-hmm.
a toilet inside upstairs, and one of the bedrooms was converted for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at times we didn't have, well, we had the water going up, and we didn't wrap the pipes in the wintertime.
So they froze, yeah.
That's on the side again. It's not as in the present house, there's only just the one toilet.
The one
bath.
So you had a toilet and bathtub upstairs.
That's
in that one bedroom. The outhouse that was at the back, was it located very close to the barn?
Further, quite close to the barn. There was the well here,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a bit of a roofed house, and then the outhouse was a bit further down there, but the barn would have been, let's see, about here.
Just outside the kitchen door, and okay, if the well was...
And then there's, by the way, there's a workshop down here, my Uncle George's workshop.
Oh, I see, okay. We can have this all sketched out later, and that'll probably put it in better perspective than on tape.
But it was beyond the door to the roof house, and beyond, of course, the well.
Yeah. There are three buildings in neighbors' yards now. There's a larger building, and then right beside it is a little green building. And now one of the neighbors had said that was the outhouse. Do you remember?
No,
that
was never.
It was torn down.
Its shape would hardly be adapted to it.
No, I didn't think so.
I think it was a two-hole. I'm not sure. But you know, it's sort of
it was a two-hole?
Two-hole, yes. One time I thought it was a three, but I'm not sure. I think it's, it's definitely a two.
And it was just the typical outhouse with a slanted roof, shingles outside?
Just a second. I'm going to say slanted roof. It more than likely was, but I somehow have visions of a peak roof.
You had a peak roof.
I must be wrong.
Well, no, if you remember a peak roof, you remember a peak roof.
But a slanted roof with the door front
mm-hmm.
thing going back on second thoughts. I think that.
Slanted at the front and then...
Going up high at the front like this, the roof like that.
So it was on just a slant?
Yes, I think
from the front door.
Rather than the peak, yeah.
Ah.
Not the, I was thinking of that sort of thing.
But oh, I see.
Like this and like this.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's interesting. And it was a two-hole.
Yes, I think so. And this somebody said it could have even been a three, but I think more than likely a two.
Mm-hmm.